the WEEI studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 35 years, we've grown by offering our clients more offices, more lawyers, and recovering more than $20 billion. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
This hour of WEEI's afternoon show is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, the official roofing partner of the Boston Celtics. Act now and save 10% during their Fall Into Savings sales event.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
Honestly, that's obviously the goal, for myself and any rookie quarterback coming into the NFL, but also, I think it's, great opportunity for getting there and learn from Jacoby, learn from the older guys, the other vets around there, and just put my best foot forward. I think, for me, just want to earn the respect of the guys and get to know them first. But obviously, all the stuff on the field will come after that. So looking forward to help the Patriots anyway. Obviously, it's the goal.
The afternoon show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Everything just seems a little nice. This room seems a little smaller. You seem a little nicer, Andy. That's not true. No, you don't.
I'm taller.
Andy's right? A little taller. I lost my my double chin's fading away. Everything's just going great. As Drake May, now according to Rap Sheet, according to everybody, but Rap Sheet had it first. Patriots planning to start rookie QB against the Houston Texans, who, as we just pointed out, have the number 3 defense in the NFL, according to DVOA, which I don't know what that even stands for. And I was thinking about it during the break, and it's like, you don't want to start him against a really, really tough defense, except you don't know what he's going to look like. Like, I have no idea what he's going to look like. I have a semblance of a thought. Like, we saw him in the preseason. We saw him against third and fourth stringers. So we know what he looks like throwing a pass. I have no idea what he's going to look like against starters, against a good defense in the NFL at this point in the season. But part of me thinks that if he goes out and he struggles against the Texans, it's not that bad. If he went out and he really struggled against the Jaguars or, some bottom-of-the-barrel team, bottom-of-the-barrel defense, you'd look at that and you'd be concerned. But if he goes out and he has a hard time against a team that just completely shut down Josh Allen this past week, then that's not so bad. I'm thinking about it in terms of, like, leash for the kid and how much leash he's going to get and how this is going to look. And even if the team's not winning games, we talked about this. Would you rather they win games with May or continue to lose and get the first overall pick or pick outside the top 10? If it's something in between that, I guess what's the best case scenario here?
I think May plays. May gives you hope, gives you flashes of consistent quality play at the quarterback position, and you still have a top 5 pick. I'm as excited as you can be about watching him play because I think it adds entertainment value and hope for the future, and it starts a process. Like Ross Tucker told us in the first hour, just start the process sooner rather than later. He's going to have lumps. Now, I don't believe you. I don't believe on Monday if Drake May goes out against the Texans and, completes 47% of his passes and throws 3 interceptions with no touchdowns, you're going to say, wow, the Texans are pretty good, and I'm happy to see him out. Like, you're going to be bitching about, uh-oh, what if our guy sucks? What if they were right? What if Orlovsky was right? He needs 2 years to rest. What if he's not ready?
I'll never say what if Orlovsky was right about the 2 years thing. I'll never say that.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen. There's going to be lumps. I'm hoping it's not wheels fall off kind of lumps. Now, you say you don't know what he is. I don't know what he is. I haven't seen him since August. The Patriots have seen him for a month. They don't know what he is, but they have a better feeling of what he's doing. And I think, and I'm being a homer suck up here, I'm being you like Swayman. Mm-hmm. The way you treated Swayman, I'm going to treat this situation.
Okay.
The natural energy yesterday on Jones and Keefe of Hunter Henry saying, oh, he's going to be a great player, like immediately. The discussions from Mike Pellegrino and Drew Wilkins and all these guys on the defensive coaching staff about how good he looks. I'm going to take that at surface face value and say they've actually seen things on the practice field that want them. I want to pretend that it's like I heard those same things out of Kansas City when Mahomes was making plays during his rookie year on the practice field in the background. Alex Smith was playing. I'm going to pretend, because I'm sick of the negativity on the text line, quite honestly.
What
it's got
negativity?
Nothing to do with us. Going to be a bust pick no matter what. He's not a Ferrari. He's like a Ford. He's like all these things, like shots at people, car companies. You have no idea. He's talented. You know what I think he would have been?
I didn't have high hopes for him coming into the draft, but I hope he's good.
Well, I hope he's good, and yeah. I think he's good, and everybody else thinks he's good, too. He was going to be a top three pick somewhere, somehow, some way.
Right.
Whether it was to the Patriots or the Giants or to somebody else. And guess what? Had he stayed in school and come out this year, you know what he'd be? A top five pick.
Probably.
Absolutely. No, I don't even think it's probable. I think
he would
have been.
I mean, unless he had a really bad year.
Right. Maybe, I guess, he could have derailed it and had, like, off-field issues or something. The guy is a franchise caliber draft pick. We can't say he's a franchise QB because he ain't done nothing.
Right.
But he's a franchise caliber draft pick, and you're going to see that Sunday. You wanted to see that. No disrespect to Jacoby Brissett. I am with Mayo. I respect Brissett for what he did. The hits he took, the questions he had to answer from idiots like us.
Mm-hmm.
He played his role. He earned his money. But it wasn't entertaining. It wasn't fun. And it wasn't going anywhere.
It wasn't functional.
And it wasn't even going anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if it was dysfunctional and I was like, well, we're taking our lumps, but this will pay off in 2 years. No, it was going nowhere. It was like a relationship that needed to end. It was going nowhere. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Out of this relationship, 100%. Now you have a relationship that might go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy that. Why do we need the negativity? Up and down the text line, the Twitch chat, and all these people.
I think that's consistency. I think these are people who didn't want May to go in, and they're being consistent. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I
appreciate consistency, even if it goes against what I'm talking about. I'd be more annoyed if all these people who've been saying all year long, no, don't play him, he's not ready, he's going to get killed. How could you do that, having the Patriots back here and not playing him for 5 weeks, if they suddenly say, oh, yeah, this is great, oh, wow, here he comes. Isn't this great? What a great day for the Patriots. That's weaselly. I don't like that. I like consistency.
Okay, I'll take consistency then. I just, very simple, 6'3", he's going to suck. How do you know? I saw him in mop-up duty. He made a throw initially.
He did
that
make
was
a throw.
Like, well, no, but he made one that was into like double coverage, should have been a pick six, and it was like, oh boy, this guy might really
his
suck.
His very first throw, yes.
Then
right,
he had that other throw to, I think, Pop Douglas for the first down. Then he had like the sack that was like the rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get all of those things. We're going to ride a roller coaster with him.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's going to get emotional.
But isn't it going to be, don't people like roller coasters because they have ups and downs?
Sure.
It gets their juices flowing. Does anybody pay to just ride something that goes really slow, really flat, and really boring? Like, no.
Young children, maybe, on like the
maybe.
Tractor ride or something,
yeah,
like
but
one of those. Yeah,
that's what this was, right? That's what this
is. I want to
go
to a fair now.
Like, I'm an old guy in a tractor ride that's going nowhere. You're like, wait a minute, this is really just a circle that's 60 feet to the other side, and we don't go anywhere else, and I paid how much for this? That's what Jacoby Brissett was. We got a real roller coaster now.
Yeah. I have a thought. With this happening in week 6 now, right?
Yes.
The implication now is that the Patriots, this is what Mayo said all along, is that he wasn't the best option for us. Didn't give us the best chance to win.
Yeah.
If he comes out and he plays well, I feel like that's going to reflect poorly on Mayo and Van Pelt and Wolf and everybody else who insisted on this plan. I think that's going to make them look worse. Even though you have a good quarterback, and even though he's playing, this season, it's not, you haven't punted on the season altogether. I mean, there's still time to turn it around. I think there's 1-4 teams that are 1-4 right now that have a chance to make the playoffs this year. I don't
Bengals.
Think that's out of the question. The Bengals, sure. And I just, you know, I don't think the Patriots are one of those teams, but we'll see what May looks like. If he goes out there and he kills it, isn't that a negative referendum on this entire stupid plan to begin with?
To some degree, yes.
Yeah.
To some degree, yes. And it took them longer to figure it out. Like, we've used the examples of the Bills with Allen, the Chargers with Herbert, although they got bailed out. They
right.
might have been dumb. We don't know how long they would have gone on with a dumb plan, which was a dumb plan. Make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert should have been playing, whereas the Bills realized it basically after 1 week of action and put him out there. But yes, on some level.
Or that doctor took things into his own hands.
Although the plan has been weird lately. Remember I told you last week I thought Alex Van Pelt distanced himself from the plan, wouldn't even say the word. We're just trying to beat the Dolphins, or we're just
right.
focused on the Dolphins. So, and then there's also might be some whispers. Oh, well, it was really Alex's plan. It wasn't my plan, or it was Elliot's plan. We as coaches knew we should have been playing the better player. All like there could be some of that finger pointing, but that's all water in front of us. It's not yet under the bridge. It's ahead on the horizon. Right now, we have this beautiful mirage of a starting quarterback. This mirage that we hope is real. It's like a yacht coming over the curve in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
right? That's beautiful.
There's no curve in the ocean, Andy. I don't know if you watched Aaron Rodgers' latest podcast. There's no curve in the world. It's all
screw Aaron Rodgers.
Are you trying to say something to this?
Yeah, if Polk got his foot down last week, do we get this announcement?
I just said there's no way.
No,
I don't think so. Polk is Al Wilson.
Yeah, you called him Mo Lewis.
Mo Lewis, yeah. Polk is Mo Lewis, 100%.
Thank you, Jalen Polk. You give us the future, and you brought it to us right now. I still think, by the way, and this is picking up steam on Twitter, old friend Mike Cadlick and others are noting, off day, no meetings today. There are players finding out about this via social media.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
No.
I don't know why we were so hell-bent on doing it one way in week one, and now it's like another thing. There's like, even when you get what you want with this team, there's a dysfunctional angle to it. There's something that's not quite right to it, and this is another example.
Outside of Jacoby Brissett, do you think anybody on the team's bothered by that? Aren't they just happy like we are that this is happening? Like, wouldn't you
think? Based on the tone of Hunter Henry yesterday and how giddy he got, and we know the young receiver's got to be like, finally, somebody might actually throw us the ball who see us when we're open. Oh, yeah, Pop Douglas. I think he's doing cartwheels.
Pop Douglas is doing backflips.
Absolutely,
right
across his living room or kitchen or something.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. The news is out there now. Drake May will start for the Patriots on Sunday against Houston at Gillette Stadium. We're reacting to that with you. Let's start with Jay in North Carolina. He's been waiting. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jay. How you doing?
Good show. Thank you. Hey, look, I want to scrape over an old wound and see if any pus comes out.
Gross.
The offensive line of the Patriots. He destroyed Mac Jones, who is an excellent quarterback. I hope they're not going to do the same thing to Drake May. I think if the guy has time to make a play, I think your aspirations and your projections are going to be correct. But as I say, if the offensive line sucks, you're just throwing another one sheep to the slaughter. And I don't know.
Now, Jay, I understand what you're saying, and this is a common refrain that we've been hearing for the last month plus about why you shouldn't play Drake.
He's going to get hurt.
Is going to get him killed, and he's going to go out there and get knocked around. And I disagree with you that was the reason why Mac Jones fell off.
Correct.
I don't think that had – I mean, I don't think the O-line was great, but I don't think that had a ton to do with it. I think it was the new offensive coordinator and a general attitude problem and sort of all these other things. But it was part of it, I guess. Just like lack of playmakers and weapons, I think, was a part of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also part of what this team is now. They don't have weapons. They don't have an offensive line. It's a very, very poorly constructed offense, but Drake May, at the very least, they've been one score away from being 3-2 with all that. And better quarterback play, I think we can all agree, is a big step towards improving these things.
And not just better quarterback play, but more diverse or more capable or more options.
Yeah.
The athleticism, the reads, like that. There's some things that could come from Drake May playing. There will be negatives. I am not whistling past, like, ignoring the fact that he's a rookie and he might make mistakes. That is going to happen. I'm also not ignoring the part that the offensive line is still not good and he could get hit. Somebody was like, worst case scenario, he gets hurt.
Mm.
Yeah, it happened to Joe Burrow. They got Ja'Marr Chase and they went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, sometimes you have to figure it out on the fly. It happens and you adjust, but the reality is they were going nowhere with Jacoby Brissett. They were doing nothing positive for anybody other than losing games to acquire a higher draft pick. And I think you can kind of serve that boss this way as well.
Yeah,
but
agree.
Get experience for Drake May.
617-779-7937. We have one open phone line, so go ahead and grab it. We'll get back to your phone calls right after Brian Frazoco tells you what's trending.
Now, more of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Touchdown drive for Drake May. Said he was a little nervous last week. Why wouldn't he be? But all eyes on him. And I asked you guys during a break, you think maybe you'll get him outside the pocket.
Yeah.
And this is something you can do. A little quick fake inside to Hasty. He takes it all the way in, shows the football. He's got to get it feeling good.
That was Drake May's first touchdown, his only touchdown actually, in the preseason, a rushing touchdown. On his first touchdown drive, we'll see if he can get his first regular season touchdown this week against a very stingy Houston defense. And Devin McCourty just tweeted something that I agree with. I didn't really think about it, but, I'm not a football player. Devin McCourty is. And he says, wish they would have made Houston figure this out on game day. Not wrong. However, This may not have anything to do with Houston. This may not be about Houston and beating Houston or anything at all. This may be the reaction to a pretty tough week in both on and off the field here for these New England Patriots. And we talked about changing the subject. This changes the subject.
Absolutely.
And the value in changing the subject now today on Tuesday, October 8th, as opposed to waiting until inactives come out on Sunday or whatever and then, you know, doing a Bill Belichick and pulling the old switcheroo last second and having the other team not knowing who the quarterback's going to be, that not much value to that. According to more value in this, more value in what we're all experiencing right now, this feeling of collective, wow, all right, this season's a new season now. We're 5 weeks in, but all of a sudden, the season's actually starting. We're excited about it. We're excited to go down to Gillette. We're excited to tailgate. We're excited to watch this team, watch this offense, watch this quarterback. All of that would not have happened if you had just announced it right before the game. You wouldn't be able to ride that wave into the weekend. You wouldn't be able to get that sort of pop. And that's the sort of thing that maybe Bill Belichick didn't care that much about. But Bill Belichick's gone, and these guys care about it, and that may be why we're hearing about it today.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe this was a football-only decision, that there wasn't some discussion with ownership, the executive level, sort of that world. I told you, I'd been told all along that betting people within the organization thought he would start at home, and the reason you start at home is there's some value to the fan base, there's some value to the buzz and the tickets. I already looked. The tickets have gone up a little bit on Ticketmaster when I checked the website. Actually, I couldn't get on the website when it first when the news first broke. So I think people are rushing to buy tickets for the game on Sunday.
I think you're right about that. And speaking of breaking news, we're joined on the line right now by our good friend Adam Schefter over at ESPN. Mr. Schefter, pretty big news here in the Patriots world today. I saw you tweeting about it, and you had an Instagram post yesterday hinting that there may be a change of quarterback. The announcement gets made today. How quickly did the gears move on this one?
Well, there's been no announcement yet, but the announcement will come tomorrow that Drake May's going to start. And that was the full sense of it yesterday. When you heard Gerard Mayo use the language he did, it was dramatically different than what he had said earlier in the season when they were 100% behind Jacoby Brissett. There was a change in tone. It wasn't exactly the same. And so with the change in tone, I think it was pretty obvious. And they're making the change to go to Drake May. Now, I think that the early season struggles contributed to this. I think in a perfect world, they would have liked to have waited longer, and I think they were hoping that the team would play better, that Jacoby would be more productive, and they could have a longer time for Drake May on the bench. But the problem is the team hasn't played well. It feels like it's regressed. So you've got these other rookies, and by the way, I'm on a plane, so I apologize for the people talking in the background, but I'm boarding a plane to fly back, and so this has kind of been the day. We land, and as soon as we land, Robert Saleh gets fired in New York. We're on the way back to the airport, and Drake May obviously is given the word that he's going to be starting, and we're trying to make our way back to the East Coast here from Detroit, Michigan. But nevertheless, you have these other rookie quarterbacks who are starting and, for the most part, playing pretty well. Now, J.D. Daniels is in a different category because he's lighting it up right now. But Bo Nix has played pretty well, better as of late. Caleb Williams has played pretty well, better as of late. And I think that New England feels like it's time to get its rookie in there, give it a little bit of a spark, see if this team has a better chance to win football games with Drake May playing quarterback. But that's the thinking, I think, is that I think they would have liked to have had Drake May spend more time on the bench, but they feel like he's made enough progress and the time is right now.
Adam, you referenced it. The offense has been borderline unwatchable, unproductive. There was booing at Gillette Stadium on Sunday and a really, really ugly loss to the Dolphins. Was this strictly a football decision? May ownership have injected themselves here in terms of the way the team was trending and the fan base was feeling? Was Elliot Wolf involved? How do you think this decision came about? What levels were involved?
I think when you're talking about going to a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, it's an organizational decision. And I do think that in the end, it comes back to Gerard and Elliot making the decision and running the football organization, but them apprising all the people, letting them know what's coming. I don't think this is just going to surprise people, but I think that they've been pretty clear that those two guys would have the largest say, would ultimately make the calls. And they've made the call for Drake May to start moving forward now.
All right. Well, now that that's the case, and the reins have been turned over to Drake May, you do sort of wonder, and I think we're all kind of wondering now what the expectations of this team are going to be going forward. And I think that, you know, Adam, this is as you said, a team that really couldn't put one foot in front of the other when it came to the offense. Do you think that Drake May is going to be able to elevate this team?
Well, that's going to be the great question. Obviously, they're banking on that. And look, Peyton Manning started his rookie year and was not good. And there is a learning curve for everybody. And I think most people agree that Drake May wasn't as far along as some of these other quarterbacks anyway. So do I think he's going to come in and light the world up right away? That's not what I'm expecting. I'm going to be curious, like everybody else, to watch him to see what he does. But I think that's going to be, you're going to get some really exciting plays. You're going to see some great talent, and you're going to see some big-time rookie mistakes. You're going to see a whole plethora of things from a young guy who's going to take time to grow into the quarterback that they believe he's going to be one day. It's not going to be like he steps in there and I think shines from the outset. I mean, if he does, that would be surprising to me and a lot of other people around the league, but that's the interesting part of all this, right? You're going to this guy. You don't know what you're going to get. They believe they picked the right guy. They believe that he's got what you need, the right talent and all that. And we'll start to find that out here on Sunday.
With all of the talk that we've heard here in New England about a plan and there being a plan for Drake May and they're going along right by this plan, is it safe to assume that the plan wasn't to plop him in there against the third-rated defense in the NFL by DVOA here in this Houston Texans team?
Well, I think the plan was to have Jacoby play better for this team to win more and to sit him longer. I think that was the plan. But a lot of people have plans, and plans change. And they change when your team's struggling and not winning and not producing. And so that also was part of the plan as well, that they knew that this could be possible. They'd have to move up the timeline on Drake May and have to put him into the lineup sooner than they expected to. And that's exactly what's happened here. The plans changed. Yes, there was a plan. Yes, there were alternative plans. But the main plan didn't go exactly as they thought, and so now it's time to go to plan B. And Drake May is plan B.
Adam, do you have any indication of how this sort of transpired? Because today is obviously an off day, and we actually spoke with Jacoby Brissett around 5 o'clock yesterday, and he said he planned on starting on Sunday against Houston. So I got to imagine some members of the team might be finding out from you on social media that there's been a coaching quarterback change. Do you understand how this all came about today on an off day?
I think the plan was probably for Gerard Mayo to announce it tomorrow to the team. I'm unsure whether the quarterbacks were told today. I don't know whether the quarterbacks were in there. I'm going to guess they were. They're quarterbacks. They work hard. They're usually around. I'm going to guess the quarterbacks were aware of the plans and the rest of the team was going to be told at a team meeting tomorrow morning. But what some people in the organization knew got out, and I'm sure there are certain members of the team that found out through social media or watching ESPN or whatever it may be, and that's kind of the world we're living in. You know, you can't always control the message, and I don't think this is some big surprise. I think, you know, I was getting text messages as recently as Monday morning to get ready for a quarterback change in New England. So I don't think this is a terrible shock or a surprise to anybody. You could hear Gerard talking, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
All right, before we let you go here, Adam, the Jets obviously fired Robert Saleh today. When is Bill Belichick going to take over in gangrene?
Well, he's done that before. It lasted all of about 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
He's the shortest tenure coach in the history of the New York Jets before he turned in his resignation as the HC of the NYJ. I think inevitably his name will come up for that job, but I honestly think they're going with Jeff Ulbrich right now, and interim coaches have provided sparks before. I think they're looking for him to do that now to see what he could bring. I do believe, and we've talked about this before, we're going to talk about it again, I know this, Bill Belichick's name is going to come up, and it's going to come up with most any place that has a head coach opening. So the first one to open this year is the New York Jets. Inevitably, his name already has come up in the public. I don't think that's how the Jets are thinking today, but where the Jets go at the end of the season, I think will be largely determined by the success that Jeff Ulbrich, as the interim head coach, the success he has or doesn't have. And if he's successful and wins over the team and they have a great run, then maybe he can be kept on. If he doesn't, then he'll be looking for a job elsewhere. Maybe Bill Belichick's name would come up at that point in time. But Bill also, I think he's going to be pretty selective about where he does and doesn't go. And I don't know how willing he would or wouldn't be to go to the Jets. I don't know if that's an organization that when he is looking to get back in, that he's thinking, there's the spot I want to go to. A team that has struggled to win, a team that's been unstable, a team that I resigned from before, a team that doesn't have a quarterback. But do you think that that would be his number one option? I don't.
Does he still hate the Jets? I know there's a lot of fans in our audience that are like, Bill would never go to the Jets. He hates the Jets. Is that a toxic organization for him?
I mean, it's a strong word. Do I think he looks at them in a different way than other teams? Yes, I do.
Okay.
But does he hate them? No. And by the way, if they want to talk about their head coaching job, would he do that? I don't know. It's like, where's the team at? What are they thinking? What are they willing to offer? What's their vision for the future? Or it might just be, to your point, that he hates him enough and thinks it's toxic enough that he wouldn't even do that. I mean, I don't know what his mindset is there. I don't know that he's got this warm affection for them the way that he does the New York Giants, but that's a byproduct of his football life and all the experiences that he's had and all the people he's interacted with.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Adam Schefter, thank you so much. I know this was last second, and I appreciate you jumping on with us. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Big day, big news in New England, and happy to discuss it. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll talk next week.
All right,
Adam.
That is the great Adam Schefter, ESPN, joining us here, along with several PA announcements that were made over the Adam. Was he on the plane, did he say, or was he in the airport?
I think he might have been on the plane.
I think he was on the plane. It sounded like an on-the-plane announcement.
That was like captain and stewardesses and flight attendants and planning for everything that was going on, yes.
Yeah, I wonder if the people in the row next to him
were annoyed.
I wonder if he's talking to WEEI Afternoon Show, host one and host two.
He likes those guys. He actually wants that job.
I bet he's talking to them. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Good stuff there from Schefter. Let's go to your phones. We've got a lot of people waiting patiently to talk about this. Let's get to it. We'll start with John in the car. Go ahead, John. John, not ready. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's go to Joe in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I'm so excited. I really feel like the season starts today. It's like turning a page. I mean, I was really debating whether or not I was going to watch this game this weekend. It was just so depressing watching last week Jacoby Brissett with Miami. And I feel like it's the first time in a long time the Patriots have a real quarterback with a real arm, you know, can really make plays. And, you know, they're already out of contention really for the playoffs. So it's really about watching him play and watching him develop for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. And I think that you got to treat this now like Herbert's rookie year. Don't expect a lot of wins. We're not really even looking at wins and losses here in terms of what this is going to mean going forward, even though the schedule does get a little bit softer. And I think that may be something that after a couple of weeks, you're going to be like, all right, let's see if he can win a game now, too, if he loses three or four in a row. But either way, it's going to be about him. The rest of the season now is about him. It's not about anything else.
Well, could he be worse? Yes, he could be worse. I mean, I saw somebody like, oh, I hope he throws three picks and whatever. Okay, well, good luck. Enjoy life with that sort of mentality. But we're coming off a pretty abysmal football game.
Mm.
Save for that last drive where you had a little hope and we talked about the Polk and what could have been, should have been, wasn't. There's not a very high bar for him to eclipse.
No.
I mean, if he puts together one drive, if he puts together one legit drive where he goes like
I might pass out.
Right? I mean, it's a pretty low standard.
A touchdown drive.
Now, there's other bars because I do think if he shows any success, then it's going to be compare him to the other rookie quarterbacks. And as Schefter said, I think you got to remove Daniels and put him in his own world. And you really should remove Caleb Williams because he was a number one overall pick, and I think that team is better. But comparing him to Bo Nix probably isn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue I have is Bo Nix has been playing for a month and a half.
Right.
This is going to
be. And he didn't start off very well.
Right. And so Drake May is back there. Drake May's in early September, opening day Drake May compared to Bo Nix. See where it goes. But if you're a real Patriots fan, and I always am hesitant to do that, but if you're a real Patriots fan, I don't know how you can not be excited about Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, I don't know what mentality would make you not be excited at 1 o'clock. That mentality.
Some kind of masochist, maybe, who just likes
something
getting
wrong
punished
with you.
On Sunday.
Something wrong with you.
I watch these games to not be entertained.
The flip side is true. I think there are some people that might have said, oh, that tea time I made for 11:45 on Sunday? I'm going to cancel that, and I'm going to watch the Patriots games. I'm going to see Drake May's debut, because it's a key part. I almost feel like is today opening day for the Bruins, or is today the day that we found out Drake May was starting?
I mean, it's Drake May Day.
I feel
today's,
like it is.
Today's Drake May Day. Like I'm excited for this Bruins season, and there was a big signing and all that. I mean, this is a big season for the Bruins. This is Drake May
Day. But football, franchise quarterback, number three overall pick. Yeah, the Patriots just took over the top of the news pile with this, and Schefter did get very angry at you. There's been no announcement.
That's true. No announcement.
I've reported it because I found out through my sources.
Right.
He was mad at you.
He was a little,
don't say there was an announcement. I'm Adam Schefter. I don't just retweet press releases. I have information that I ascertained on my own skin.
Sure, and I should have said reported instead of announced, but whatever. It was fine, and I don't think he was that mad. He got over it pretty quickly. By the way,
he ordered a drink from. He's like, hey, while you're coming by, can I get a whiskey or something?
Yeah, something to get through this hit I'm doing right now. The Eagles just released Devin White. I just saw that. That'd be nice. That'd be
he's been upset all season.
Nice little pickup for the Patriots if they go and grab him. They need some linebacker
help. He wasn't playing. He was behind the guy from Georgia, Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Smith.
That was a bad fit from the beginning. I don't know what went south there. I was watching an interview. He was trying to be professional, but he was as unhappy as any player could be.
Yeah.
I'd take a shot on him.
I'd definitely take a shot on him.
I mean,
Drake May,
need linebackers?
Devin White, hey, let's go.
Things are going. Championship, baby.
Everything's
we can still
coming
make
up
wild
Patriots
card
here. Yeah, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got room for you here on the phones as we continue to react to the Drake May news. He will be starting this weekend. No announcement yet, but it's been reported by multiple people, including our last guest there, Adam Schefter, Rap Sheet, et cetera. A lot of people have this now. We'll continue with your feedback right after this.
WEEI.
I love EEI, man.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England
Sports Original. AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
.617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Let's get back to your phones here as we continue to react to the Drake May news. Big news of the day. Mike is in Shrewsbury. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Got a question to ask you.
Yes.
Is Kendrick Bourne and Curtis Strange ready to play starting Sunday?
Kendrick Bourne, yes. Curtis Strange?
Cole Strange.
Cole Strange.
Cole Strange, I'm sorry. Got the golfer.
Yeah, right. I was going
to
say.
I'm not sure about Cole Strange. I don't know that he's ready to go.
I know he was on the practice field last week, but I know he didn't play in the game.
I'd imagine
he's still.
He was not activated.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't heard anything about that.
Why, you want him?
I'm sorry?
You want him? You think he's the difference between protecting Drake May and not protecting him?
No, I was just asking about him.
Okay.
I was just asking about him if he's available. And lastly, what about the receiver core? I mean, this Tyquan Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Has he done anything?
No,
he's not.
Thanks
for the call. He's not done. He played one snap, I think, this past week.
We like the information hotline. You call him. Hey, how many yards did Gibson have last week? Can you guys look that up?
What channel's the game on tonight?
Jesus H.
One of those things. Hey, whatever. It's fine. Happy to help. Happy to help people who have questions. Kendrick Bourne did play. He had one catch. He said, "I get my first catch, I want everyone to say Bourne." I don't remember anyone saying that.
I don't believe they did.
It was one catch on one target for 6 yards in a game that was horribly depressing. I don't think anybody was. I think any sound you heard from the crowd was probably a negative one, and I think that's about to change. I think that number one, the crowd is going to be more forgiving if they continue to lose games. I think that even if May goes out there and has a rough time against this Houston Texans team, you're going to see more encouragement for him than you saw on 4 weeks of Jacoby Brissett, and that's even including a win with Brissett, where it seemed like, you know, coming back, fans were excited about it, but then they get destroyed by the Jets, and all those good feelings were sort of out the door, and that was after a win and a one-score loss. So, you know, you're trying to get your fans back. You're trying to re-energize this fan base. You're trying to erase what was a terrible year last year and a terrible start to this year, and what can we do about it? Change the subject, all right? And not to mention this Jabril Peppers thing, which we'll see what, you know, where that goes and what gets presented in court and how that all ends up shaking out here with a captain on your defense, which is not a good thing for anything, obviously, but certainly not for a Patriots team that professes to take all that sort of stuff very seriously, which you can't always say about every team in the NFL. The Patriots try and talk the talk, and they may have to walk the walk here. And so this is another reason why you want to change the subject to something positive.
So real quick, before we get back to the phone lines, our buddy Andrew Callahan over at the Boston Herald put out a tweet with some interesting football bullet points of information.
Mm-hmm.
One Patriots veteran who was asked about the Drake May starting was happy, believing it will make the offense more aggressive. My guess is that's a offensive player that he talked to.
I would think.
Pop Douglas might ring a bell. Who knows? I'm just
not
guessing.
A veteran, but yeah.
He's been here 2 years. He's a veteran.
Sure.
You grow up quick in the NFL, especially when
you're either
stinks.
A rookie or a veteran.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Another confirmed May has performed well in practice, but didn't have a feel how the games will go. So backing up all these reports that he's been good on the practice field, mm-hmm. despite what Bedard said, saying he wasn't ready. And then the last one, two outside front office executives were surprised.
Outside as in executives
outside
of other teams.
From
okay.
other teams.
Yep.
One sensed the Pats felt pressure to change QBs, and another didn't believe this was a pure coaching decision. Kind of getting into what we talked about last segment,
right.
that the way the season was going, fans booing, and just sort of trending in the wrong direction. Maybe ownership or business side of things was like, yeah, can we add some entertainment value to our football team, our product? This is it's what we do.
Yeah. Can we sell a jersey or two, maybe?
It would be nice.
It's not from the previous dynasty and all that. You know, those throwbacks are flying off the shelves, I'm sure. But the rest of them, the modern day team, the current team, not so much. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. He's been waiting a while. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. An hour plus. It's fine because you know what? You guys script your own show. I love it. Listen, I'm going to go with this firing of coaching. All the divisions in the NFL is a shamble, and Woody decides to get rid of Salah.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Next thing you know is that if Drake May does well, and I'm happy for the kid, absolutely I'm happy for the kid. I just think that if this doesn't go right against a 4-1 team, I think Van Pelt is walking on eggshells right now. And because this kid only played half a season at North Carolina.
Yeah.
But you know what? If one of these 300-pound brothers slips and lets a guy sneak by, there goes a Joe Burrow story.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Wait, so we get a really high pick and we go to the Super Bowl shortly thereafter? Is that the Joe Burrow story? Because I'll sign up for the Joe Burrow story.
That's okay with me, yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree with you there. I think that, you know, the idea that they're going to be making some decision after one game of Drake May is a little ridiculous. If you get to the end of the season and it doesn't seem like May is what we were hoping he'd be or even close to that, then, yeah, you can question Alex Van Pelt. I thought you were the QB whisperer. I thought you were going to bring him along and get him ready. I thought that was your big thing, more so than calling an offense. I thought you were here for Drake May, and doesn't seem like you've done much with him.
I think this quiets criticism of Alex Van Pelt, because there was some building criticism and asking for Ben McAdoo, and maybe Ben McAdoo should take over play calling. On the record yesterday, yep. in a press conference, Gerard Mayo was asked about, is there a consideration of changing play callers? And he said, no consideration. I think now you go to the rookie quarterback. This buys you a period of time where everybody's like, wow, they went to the rookie. There's a whole reset period here with Alex Van Pelt. And I'm not saying Alex Van Pelt's doing a good job. I actually think it was quite fair this week to be pondering McAdoo and May.
Mm-hmm.
McAdoo and May. Like, one of them is a change that we could bring to this offense to maybe give it a little boost and a little energy. They went with the one I prefer. I much prefer to change the guy I watch on the field to the young player who can go out there and zip the ball down the field, and who knows what it leads to. But I think this helps Alex Van Pelt. And if I were a conspiracy guy, I might think Alex Van Pelt could have changed his vote. Because he seemed like, we all assumed he was slow play, right? Slow play.
Right, yeah.
Plan, slow play. He backed away from the plan last
week. Because this is what my whole career is sort of,
right?
The sooner this happens, the sooner I'm on the clock.
Right, but yeah. I wonder now, Did he change? Because he started to hear all the criticism. And he's like, well, let's get the rookie out there. That'll take some of the heat off me because they got to give me 3 or 4 weeks with the rookie before they can decide I still stink.
Yeah, true. Mm. And that may be exactly what's going on here. Let's go to Steve in Bedford. Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Good. So I think it all comes down to communication. So the way that it was communicated to the players that Drake May is starting was via, like, social media.
Right.
So I question how much of communication is going on between the coaches and the front office. And then, like, how do we know that the coaches didn't just receive it on social media? And then because everyone else believes it, now that it's said, then now they're going to look like idiots if they don't follow it.
I guess. I mean,
I don't hate that. That's a solid conspiracy theory.
It's pretty. I mean, that
ownership was... leaked this to Rap Sheet and Schefter.
And didn't tell
and
the
Mayo's
coaches.
Like, wait, Drake May's starting? Did you, Alex, did you know Drake May was starting? No, did you?
Elliot,
did you know that Drake May was? Who the hell's saying that Drake May's starting? Mm. I guess we got to start him now or we'll look like a real.
Yeah, or else we're all
circus,
fired.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't hate that call.
That's not a bad. I mean, listen,
it's fun.
Didn't really cross my mind.
Nope.
And
I don't
feel
think it's
like,
real, but.
Yeah, and Schefter also said Monday morning he was getting text messages saying look for a quarterback change in New England, but I don't think he was getting those text messages from Elliot Wolf or Jerod Mayo or from, you know. I think he was getting them from up top. I would imagine. Maybe there's players today who didn't know about it. I'd imagine the coaches probably heard. And we're like, fine. And half of them, more than half of them, probably all of them, deep down, were like, good.
I'd like to think that is accurate. But I've also heard the head coach say, on the record, I'd like to think as the head coach, I get to decide who plays.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that his phrase?
It was.
I'd like to think.
Right.
So I'd like to think ownership didn't make the decision about the starting quarterback unilaterally. I don't care if they're involved. I know some people like... freak out when they think ownership's involved.
Mm-hmm.
As Adam Schefter said, it's a franchise QB.
Yeah.
Ownership should be at least on the conference call or in the room when the discussion is had.
I don't mind if it was unilateral, if it was what gets it done, like honestly, like whatever it takes.
Oh, I don't love that.
Get them in there.
I don't love if you just totally
if that becomes
cut off,
the new thing and that's the new
well,
way.
Well, once
they
you
do,
do
business,
it once, you've done it. Right. Once you've done it once, you've undercut your coach, your coordinator, your GM. Now that's the
Kraft
world you
did
work
that before.
In.
He did it with Gronkowski. You know? They said we want to trade him to the Detroit, and he said, no, you're not. And
no, Gronk.
They kept him around.
No, Gronk did it. Gronk said, I'll retire. Gronk voided that trade by retiring.
Oh, yeah, it was Brady, I guess, right? It was something with Brady and Kraft stepped in. He stepped in before.
He has stepped in a couple times before.
Yeah, you're right.
But not on this way.
Gronk said he'd retire. That's true.
He stepped in and saying something needed to be done. It's far different if you went home today and just said, I don't know, your wife found out, oh, by the way, I bought a new house on the way home. Wouldn't your wife lose her mind not being involved in the decision?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's what this would be. Doing something.
She would also buy a house without telling me, too. That's the type of thing she would do.
Seems like we stepped into something there that I don't really want to go down
that
road.
She'd be like, hey, by the way, we have a new house. We're moving in a week. I'd be like, okay, that's fine. It's not.
So she wears the pants?
She makes decisions sometimes. You know, she'll just go out. She'll get a wild idea and just go with it.
Yeah. She wears the pants?
Sometimes, yeah.
You're her
bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, just, I mean, as long as we know it, we're all there on
various
levels.
You need the yin and the yang, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's getting yanked.
I'm getting yanked, yeah. I'm the yang in this scenario, I'd say. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're moving into the final hour here as we continue to react to this great news. I think great news that Drake May will start against Houston this weekend. We'll continue talking about it with you right after this.
Mayday, mayday, the wait is over.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select
the future finally takes the field this Sunday.
Watch the way that Drake May is going to drop back, step up into the pocket to avoid the rush.
Will Drake begin another dynastic run?
Drake, how you doing? Let's go, man. Let's go.
No matter what, the future is...
it's going to be May.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
WEEI.
New England Sports.
Sports Original.